The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Getting ready for game three of this matchup in Coldwater as the Cardinals host the Vicksburg Bulldogs. This break in the action brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals for title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services. Turner Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza, Coldwater. Give them a call at 278-6960. 278-6960 for Branch County Abstract and Title. So Terry Wilbur today at the ribbon cutting for Chicago Ave downtown. Mark and Lori Ludlow's shop downtown. 8 months they've been down there.
Glad to see that. Something that I'm sure the ladies of the community really like to see.
The ribbon cutting, very nice. Good crew there and had great cookies.
Good deal.
Coldwater to serve to start game three. Here comes Vicksburg with the attack and putting it into the net. On the hit was India Ash. The Cardinals draw first blood and lead 1-0. And this serve by Shelby Bowers drops in perfectly. Vicksburg, a little confusion on who's going to cover for that ball, and it dropped in. And the Cardinals have opened up a 2-0 lead.
Yep, every point's an important point.
A serve there by Bowers again. Set to the outside, and Cardinals get the block, but not able to close it. Smoker and Galloway are there, but Shannon Scott's hit rolled off their arms and dropped on the Coldwater side, and Vicksburg has gotten their first point of this third game. 2-1 Coldwater leads. There's the ball launched and launched long. And India Ash, I don't think she's seen a ball she doesn't like to hit hard. And gets underneath them on those and just launches it long. So Coldwater leads 3-1. Score far service played up there by Vicksburg. Oswald going outside. Here's the hit. Cardinals double block again, but again not able to close it. Just a little bit off the line for Galloway and Smoker on the hit by Olivia Welch, and it drops on Coldwater's side.
Really like the way Olivia Welch attacks the ball when she gets ready to spike. She gets right after it.
Here's the ball. Overpassed onto Vicksburg's side. Played back up. Coldwater sent it back to Vicksburg, and here's the huge hit. Again, that's the hitter you like. Olivia Welch just nails that ball.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in her approach to spiking that volleyball.
Gillette didn't have a chance. 3-3 is our score. Ranky, overruns the ball. The serve receive off her arms and out of bounds.
Well, it's just been an issue all night long for the Cardinals. Hopefully they can battle through that.
Gillette, score far. A little quick there to Galloway, who pokes it over. Ball at the net tight, and Chase is there and pokes it back over on the block. And it's Goldwater side out. Tied at four, so Chase with a quick jump in the middle there in the block. Smoker with a serve for the Cardinals. Oswald going behind the 10-foot line and a hit for Vicksburg, and hitting it long was Overy.
Good decision by Michaela Gillette. Had herself positioned again right on that back row and knew that one was going long.
5-4. She's the libero tonight for the Cardinals. Played up by the other libero for Vicksburg, and we've got a violation. Double hit on the set there by Vicksburg. Osterley is the libero, 5'6" junior for Vicksburg. Gillette, 5'4" junior for the Cardinals. Gillette plays this one up, and that's going to be tight. Sends it wide. Ball hit hard off her arms. Really didn't swing at it, but it was hit so hard off her arms that it shanked out of bounds.
Yeah, nice quick set there in the middle from the Bulldogs.
6-5, Coldwater still leads, but Vicksburg with the serve. And in the serve, Ashton Bjork. She played back row. Vicksburg serve, played up by Gillette. Chase sets it softly outside to Ranky, who hits cross court and puts it in.
Yeah, nice cross court hit. Hannah Overy couldn't quite get there.
It's great to see the development of her Ranky the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, she's done a very nice job. Larry's given her some playing time, but she earned that playing time, too.
Vicksburg, you're going to have to bump it and hit it from behind the 10-foot line. Score far. Chase outside to Ranky. Bowers is going on the fake. Here comes the hit by Vicksburg not hard. Here come the Cardinals with a hard hit. And this is chased through the blockers and out of bounds. Played it off the hands of Olivia Welsh. So turnabout is fair play for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Ashley Chase trying to take a little play page out of the playbook of Shelby Bowers and taking it down the line.
8-5. Coldwater leads. Here's the overpass tied at the net. And a whistle. Who's in it? Coldwater. Came to the Coldwater side. They sent two blockers up there, but one of them on their way down caught the net. So 8-6, Coldwater leads. But Vicksburg with the serve. Oh, hits the net. Hits about as much of it as you can and then just dribbles over on the Coldwater side.
As the defensive player, that's just one of the most agonizing things that can happen to you, but it happens a lot.
Ball this time again barely clears the net. Chase sets it outside to Bowers. Sends it deep onto Vicksburg. Little tip there. Chase going outside to Shelby. She sends it down the line. Cardinals regroup here. They'll be tied at the net. Nicely done there by Scorefar. Cross court hit by Chase. Vicksburg on the bump. They'll take it over. And the Cardinals miscommunicate there. Scorefar had kind of cleared the ground. Gillette thought she was still going to stay there, and the ball dropped between the two of them.
Well, Megan's probably making the right move in that spot because she is the setter and she needs to get up to the net. So
Gillette's with the bump. Chase sets it to Smoker at the 10-foot line. Into the block of Vicksburg. Comes back at Coldwater. Smoker. Scorefar. Outside Bowers. Shelby hits it hard. Vicksburg keeps it alive and pushes it over. Oh, they don't get it over. They push it at Coldwater. But comes into the net and right back at him.
Good hustle by the Bulldogs on the defensive side. But number 10, Olivia Welch, just couldn't get it over the net.
9-8. Coldwater leads. And Ashley Chase with the service. Ball going to be tight for Oswald on the set. And what do we got? Oswald into the net. Yeah. They say her hair got the net. She's got the long ponytail. Ball was tight to the net. She set it there, but her hair caught the net. Don't think I've ever seen that call before. Chase's serve barely clears the net on the Vicksburg side. They'll hit, but hit long. About 3 or 4 feet behind the 10-foot line was Olivia Welsh. Just kind of reared back and whacked it, and it went about 5 feet long. 11-8, Coldwater now on top. And the serve for Coldwater goes just long by Ashley Chase.
Ashley hit one of those floaters that didn't float down. It kind of just stayed up and went past the out-of-bounds line back there. So another point for the Bulldogs.
Vicksburg to serve. Gillette to Chase, outside to Bowers, and hits the flag on it. Just mishit the ball. Shelby was swinging, but caught on the wrong part of her hand or something and hit it into the flag.
Yeah, I think her timing was a little bit off coming into that.
11-10, Coldwater still leads, but the Cardinals, no damage done because the serve by Vicksburg goes into the nets. And Cardinals get the ball back and the point, 12-10.
Back and forth we go.
Ranky to serve. Loads it deep. Played up there by Osterley. Ball pushed over by Oswald, and they say into the nets. And Coldwater gets the serve again. 13-10. Oswald setting it outside. Here's the lefty. Oh, through the double block. Bowers and Scorefar were there on the hit by Shannon Scott, but hit it hard enough it powered it through.
Yeah, they both were exactly where they should have been on that one. But
number one, Michaela Osterley, libero, to serve. Ranky plays it up. Scorefar going backside to Bowers. Goes down the line. Dug up, though, by Vicksburg. Ball still batted around by Vicksburg. And hit into the net from about 6 feet behind the 10-foot line. The hit there by Olivia Welsh goes into the net, and Vicksburg takes the timeout. Cardinals on top, 14-11 here in Game 3. They took the opening game 29-27. Lost Game 2 to Vicksburg 25-17, but now lead here by 4.
Vicksburg having a few of Coldwater's problems as far as receiving the serve here tonight, in this game anyway. Pretty successful in the first two games at getting that pass up and being able to run their offense. But here in Game 3, they've struggled a bit.
Good Coldwater crowd on the far side. As we said, good student section over there. I was just looking back and forth between the two coaches who are over in the stands. Football coach Jeff Scorfar, who said he's always nervous during a game. Can't sit during a game. You see him over standing on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Smoker, the girls' basketball coach, sitting there talking, munching on popcorn.
Mark DeMeester, assistant football coach, over there as well.
The Smoker looks a little more relaxed. So the ball on the hit through the blockers, and Morgan Bullock powers it through the Coldwater block again for the Vicksburg point, 14-12. Coldwater still leads. There's Carly Smoker, daughter, on the middle position out there, and Megan Scorfar out there, Jeff's daughter. But this serve for Vicksburg goes into the nets. And the Cardinals get it back, leading 15-12 now. Megan Scorfar to serve. Floats it deep. Oswalt sent it outside and in on the hit there by Olivia Welch, who's now rotated to that front row position. And she has been a big force for them here in game three.
She's been their biggest offensive weapon in this match tonight.
15-13, and Vicksburg, after having an outstanding run of serves for the first two and a half games, struggling here, putting this one in the net again.
Just keep giving it back to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are very happy to take it.
16-13. Carly Smoker to serve. Serves it deep. Right up there by Osterley. Out of the middle. Quick hit by Vicksburg's Morgan Bullock, and the Cardinals not able to field it.
Another coach in attendance here tonight, assistant basketball, boys varsity basketball coach, Kevin Shepard.
It's the place to be.
Absolutely.
And this Vicksburg serve drops in. Ashton York, the Cardinals don't step into it, and it drops right in front of Scorfar and Gillette.
That was a tough serve there.
Just kind of dropped. 16-15. York with a serve again. Scorfar tied at the net for Chase. Puts it outside to Renke. Sends it deep and in the deep corner and in.
Haley Renke using all the court. Getting that point and the ball back for the Cards.
Cross court was wide open in the corner, and she put it there perfectly. 17-15, Coldwater will lead. Kenzie Galloway, who's had some big serves tonight, goes back there to serve again. This one goes in. Oswald bump set outside. The hit there by Rosenthal. Cardinals with Galloway, bumps it. Scorfar going to take it over on the third ball on the bump. Oswalt runs a long way. Here's the hit and dug up there nicely by Galloway. The hit there by Welch. Here come the Cardinals, and Renke down the line puts it in hard off the body of Lexi Francisco and out of bounds. So the Cardinals have started to find their stroke here a little bit offensively. Yep.
Great dig in the back row by Kenzie Galloway. Got that play started.
18-15. Oswalt tied at the net again. The quick hit by Vicksburg. Oh, that time the Cardinals not able to recover off the block. But Galloway's had a couple of great digs here tonight.
Oh, yes, she has.
You know, player noted for the front row position, but she's put that back row very, very well tonight. 18-16. That one was just misdirected off the blockers. Here's Smoker, and that one will be shanked out of bounds. Carly not able to come up cleanly with it. 18-17, Vicksburg within one. Here in game three, we're tied at a game apiece. Best of five. Floated deep, Smoker. Bumped up there by Ashley Chase. Going to be tight, and back over onto Vicksburg's side. Bowers puts it back over to their side. Here comes the hit deep from Vicksburg. Scorefar going to set it outside to Bowers. Cross-court shot, and just wide.
Right idea for Shelby Bowers, but just ran out of court again.
Missed by about 8-10 inches, maybe.
Yep.
We're tied at 18s in game three. Gillette and Bowers having to try to jump for it with shank off Gillette's arms. And Bowers, much as she jumped for it, could not get to it. So Vicksburg has now taken the lead, 19-18 here in game three. Cardinals took the opening game 29-27. And Vicksburg came back, won game two, 25-17. They opened up a couple of big leads in that game, ended up winning by eight. Now the Cardinals look like they were going to turn it around and open up a decent-sized lead. But Vicksburg has fought their way back into it, now on top by one.
Yeah, looking at the two huddles here, too, Ken. Vicksburg's over there smiling. kind of laughing, a little bit loosey-goosey, and the Cardinals with some pretty serious looks on their faces.
Let's see what they can do on the serve receive coming out of this timeout. Trailing by one. Again, every service is a point, so you get the side out here and you tie it up.
Let's go, Fred!
And the service. Smoker. And the ball's going to drop. Chase not able to get there in time. Gillette got kind of screened off by Smoker, and Vicksburg now is at 20-18. It's Olivia Welsh on the service for Vicksburg. Loads it deep, and this one's going to go long. Gillette kind of walks it back to the line, and she's going to go out of bounds. Chase will serve for the Cardinals now, who pulled within one, 20-19, Vicksburg on top. Played up by Vicksburg. Oswald to the 10-foot line, and this one's hit long by Olivia Welsh from behind the 10-foot line.
Good play by the Bulldogs. Trying to catch the Cardinals off guard there, but Welsh just blew it a little long.
Starting to go to that tack a little bit more with her in that back row.
Yep.
Tied at 20s. Ashley Chase with a service for Coldwater. Played up by Osterley. Oswald going cross court. The hit. Score far. Gets to it. Here's Ranky on the hit. Played back over to Coldwater's side. A nice dig there by Vicksburg. Chase going out of the middle for Bowers through the blockers and in.
Good job by Shelby Bowers. Powering that one through the blocks to the floor for Coldwater.
And quickly snapped on that ball to put it through. 21-20, Coldwater back on top. Chase serving again. Led up by Osterley. They struggle with it. Still at the 10-foot line. Back to the net, bumped over Indy Ash.
Where you got to take advantage
Chase,
of it.
Chase, score far. Going outside of Ranky into the double block. Cardinals dig it up with Chase. Score far. Uh-oh. Who's going to get to it? Chase going to bump it over. Cardinals got lucky on that one. Set to the backside. Here's the hit. Gillette pushed over by Chase. Deep into Vicksburg territory. Here come the Bulldogs. Cardinals with a block. Dug up there. Score far. Going to bump it for Haley Ranky. Little floater over the net. Dug up by the Bulldogs. They tip it over, and Chase tries to get a pancake hand underneath it, but can't. It's about a half a step too late, and the ball dies, and we're tied at 21s.
Yeah, if she could have got that hand down flat, it would have worked, but couldn't quite get there.
21-21, Vicksburg with a service. Smoker will overpass onto Vicksburg's side. Here they come with a quick hit out of the middle, and setting it down hard on the big swing there, the lefty, Shannon Scott.
They do a really good job with that play. They bring the hitter from the back of the setter and a hitter in front of the setter, and it kind of freezes the Coldwater blockers. You don't know which one's going to get it.
22-21, there's Ranky. Bauer's going to take the set, going back to Ranky, into the block, but blocked out of bounds. And the Cardinals have tied it at 22s.
Cardinals got a break there.
The blocker's not able to turn it back inside. It will decide out. The Cardinals have Ranky back in the service line. Loads it deep to Osterley. Oswald going outside for Shannon Scott. Hard, hard hit. Ranky not able to dig it up. 23-22, Vicksburg with a lead.
Michaela Osterley back at the service line for the Bulldogs.
Left-hander. Michaela Gillette. To score far. Going out backside to Bowers and finds a big hole in that back row and pounds it down.
Well, there was a big hole back there.
Almost like a big C that had opened up there. The letter C.
Yeah,
and nobody in there.
The top of the key, basically.
Yeah, for the basketball. Bowers on the service for the Cardinals. Tie at 23s. The hit, double block by Coldwater. A little push over by Vicksburg. Score far. Smoker. To Galloway, coming back over Coldwater side, dug up there by Vicksburg, but played out of bounds. India Ash, her overpass went out of bounds, and Vicksburg calls a timeout as Coldwater gets to game point, 24-23.
Good aggressive play by the Cardinals in that exchange, and Kenzie Galloway coming up with the big hit for the Cardinals to get that point. Puts them right at game point right now.
Cardinals took the opening game 29-27. Lost game 2, 25-17. Pivotal game 3 right here. Earlier tonight, it was Three Rivers over Edwardsburg in 4 games. And taking the decisive game 4, 27-25. So Three Rivers is on to the district finals on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. The winner of this one will meet them here at Coldwater High School. Bowers to serve for the Cardinals, who lead 24-23. Shelby service. Oswald on the set. Go to the backside, and the hit is in by Morgan Bullock. They don't use her much, but when they do, she's pretty effective.
Yep, she's come through for them a couple of times tonight.
We're tied at 24s. You have to win by two. And the service here from India Ash. Score far. Got a quick set it to Galloway. Blocked back at the Cardinals. Hit so hard that the Cardinals weren't able to react defensively, and the ball drops in, and Vicksburg is taking the lead 25-24.
Good set from Scorefar. Great swing by Kenzie Galloway, but
Ash floats it and floats it into the net. It looked like it was going to come over the net, but then just kind of died at the last minute on Vicksburg's side, and we're tied at 25s.
Well, those are the kind of serves you just got to have them in.
Scorefar on the service for Coldwater. Ball going to be tight. Oswald's going to have to bump it up. Here's the run. Blocked right back at Vicksburg. A double block out of the middle. And probably their hardest hitter, Olivia Welsh, came with that ball. And the Cardinals were there like a wall.
They stonewalled her, no doubt about it. That ball hit the floor in a hurry.
Game point for Coldwater, 26-25. Score far service. Oswald bumping it to the 10-foot line. Hit over. There's Bowers. Chase bumping it over. Smoker going to Chase and coming back to Coldwater side. Chase, ball rolls over, and they'll say a lift by Chase on the hit, semi-hit. And we're tied at 26.
Yeah, and that's one of those plays where your eyes get real big and you see that ball coming at you.
Bowers, score far, quick to Galloway. This time she puts it through the blockers and in.
Good job by Kenzie. Good set by Megan Scorefar.
They ran that a couple of points ago, and they got blocked. This time she was able to push it through the blockers. 27-26. Coldwater leads, and Carly Smoker to serve. Well, deep on Vicksburg. Going to have to take it on the libero. On the set. The ball is deep and hit into the nets by Hannah Overy, and the Cardinals take game three, 28-26.
Well, a good job by the Cardinals. They came up big when they had to. They've obviously had a pretty tight match here with the Bulldogs tonight. Vicksburg struggled to serve receive early in the game, and that kind of was their downfall in that game. But the Cardinals finally pulled it together and were able to run their offense the last few plays and come up with a win.
And Coldwater was helped a little bit by, again, the uncharacteristic errors of Vicksburg at the service line, too.
Yeah, quite a few of those, actually, in that game for Vicksburg.
More than what we expected when we saw them play in games one and two. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and come back after this two-minute timeout for game four. Can the Cardinals take it here in four in the district semifinals? This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse.
horse, stock, and utility trailers. Halet has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Halet has parts and accessories. Halet has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Halet can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Halet Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on U.S. 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Halet Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
FM 95.5 WTVB.
We're back at Coldwater High School. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesee tonight as the Coldwater Cardinals have taken the 2-1 lead here at home against the Vicksburg Bulldogs.
I have a little scoreboard malfunction right now.
We'll see what happens with that. Looks like maybe they've got to plug back in. We'll see. That was a problem over at Stevensville the other night, right?
Yeah, it sure was. There wasn't anything anybody could do about that. Everybody kept, you know, trying to point fingers at the scoreboard operator, and as it turns out, the scoreboard operator actually has a connection to Coldwater. His daughter married Minister Jeff Breen's son, David.
Okay.
So it was David Breen's father-in-law that was up there.
Well, Vicksburg serves to start game four. And the Cardinals, again, struggle to serve receive and shank it out of bounds almost into the locker room. Vicksburg serving up 1-0. This service, though, goes long by Osterley. And the Cardinals have tied it at ones.
So we'll see if the Cardinals can maybe win a match in four rather than having to go five here tonight.
Oswald setting backside. There's the hit from Shannon Scott. Cardinals dig it up. Send it back to Vicksburg side. A little slow roller over the net. Score far to Galloway out of the middle. Dug back up on the block. Renke hits it. Gillette comes up with an overpass onto the net. And right there to hit it hard out of the middle was Morgan Bullock.
Now, the Cardinals looked like they were in the right positions on defense that time, but just overpassing the ball a little bit.
You give the set to the other team, basically.
Yeah.
2-1, Vicksburg leads. Gillette plays it up. Score for it, going outside to Galloway. Double block back at her. And the Cardinals have tucked everybody up, and the ball falls right behind them.
Now, another solid block for the Vicksburg Bulldogs.
3-1 they lead here in game four. Cardinals lead 2-1. There's Renke. Looks like you see him stepping to get it. Gillette let her, and the ball dropped between the two of them.
No, that ball really is Gillette's for the most part.
Michaela comes out. Shelby Bowers checks in for her back row. So shake things up a little bit. Chase bumps it up. Goes up into the rafters, and there's miscommunication between Bowers and Smoker as it came down. I don't know if it actually hit the rafters or not.
I don't think so. I think it was just a miscommunication between the two over there.
Because when it gets up in there, you can play it back on your own side, but the misdirection of that ball is really tough to handle. Chase, Bowers, now they get it to Galloway. She'll just dump it over. Ball come back to Coldwater side. Score far, so Smoker will have to take the set. Here's Galloway, pushes it over. Vicksburg comes up with it, but puts it into the nets. So the Cardinals get the side out.
Who hit that one over for Coldwater?
A little push over by Galloway.
Was it? Okay. She went up high to get that, too.
Instead of hitting, just got a two-handed push over. Smoker on the service for Coldwater. Scott on the receive. Oswald, they go to the 10-foot line. The hit, and Bowers probably should have let that one go.
No doubt.
It was hit there by Alexi Francisco out of the back row, and she's dancing and singing. At 5'2", she gets the kill. From behind the 10-foot line. A little quick from the backside for the Cardinals. Vicksburg digs it up. They come with their hit. Bowers, score far. Going to give it to Renke. A little knock over on the Vicksburg side. Oswald quick out of the middle. Bullock dug up by the Cardinals. Bowers pushing it to Chase. She'll dump it over, and Vicksburg not able to get to it. A couple of girls went for it, and each one kind of backed away at the last second, and the ball drops.
Very reminiscent of the way Kelsey Clawson, formerly Kelsey Bowers, used to play.
A little quick out of the middle. Bullock on the hit off the Coldwater block, and it drops onto the Cardinals' side. 7-3, Vicksburg leads here in game four. checking into the game for Vicksburg, Ashton Bjork, and she'll serve. Smoker, Chase, back to Smoker, knocks it over from behind the 10-foot line. Here comes the hit in the back row, and this time not as successful for Lexi Francisco as she hits it into the net.
No kill for her that time.
Coming out of the back row at 5'2", not your normal play. 7-4, Vicksburg leads. Coldwater with a service, and Ashley Chase. Francisco, some trouble with it. Osterley comes for it, still behind the 10-foot line, and not able to clear it on the third ball with Shannon Scott. 7-5, Coldwater pulls within two. Ashley Chase with the service. Sends it deep. Francisco, Oswalt on the outside. Hit into the net on the swing there by Taylor Rosenthal.
Cardinals back within one now.
7-6. A little slow start here in game four, but turning it around. Chase, Scott plays it up. Oswalt. Giving it there to Welsh. Here come the Cardinals. They'll set out of the middle for Bowers. And nicely done. Shelby didn't hit it hard, but put it in the perfect spot right at the 10-foot line. And Vicksburg not able to dig it up, and we're tied at sevens.
Good heads-up play by Shelby. She didn't have that ball in a good spot to hit it, so she put it where she needed to.
Ashley Chase on the service, and Francisco shanks it out of bounds. So the Cardinals have taken the lead 8-7.
Good job of serving back there by Ashley Chase.
Natalie Glaze comes in for the first time, replacing Francisco, so they're trying to shake it up a little bit in the back row. Scott plays it up. Oswald. And they give it off there to Osterley on the hit. Here come the Cardinals, setting it outside, and there's Ranky on the hit. Vicksburg digs it up. They come with a swing, dug up by Smoker, up into the light. Bowers plays it off the light. Scofar bumps it over. There's Oswald giving it to here on the near side to Taylor Rosenthal, who blasts it out of bounds, and the Cardinals up by two.
Now that's a play that we haven't seen the Cardinals use much of, is that backside or the slide out here on the outside. But again, that goes back to receiving the serve and getting things going.
Quick out of the middle. Vicksburg will push it on the Coldwater side. Here comes Ranky. It will knock over. Vicksburg going outside. Coldwater on the double block. Dug up there by the Cards. Chase going outside to score far. She's blocked. Double block going at her and just overmatched by Arms.
She had a good swing at it, but good block put up by the Bulldogs.
9-8. Coldwater still leads. Vicksburg with the serve, and Olivia Welsh, who was a big offensive weapon for them early, puts this one into the net.
One of those unforced errors.
Neither team has substituted a bunch. In fact, Vicksburg probably more than Coldwater. You wouldn't think at this point in the season fatigue would be a problem, but we'll see. Wasn't there for Vicksburg. They ran that little curl around the outside, and Taylor Rosenthal puts it through the Coldwater blockers and down on Coldwater's side. Cardinals lead by one, 10-9. Oswalt, the setter to serve. Ranky up off her body on the serve, receive, and call a lift on that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Hard struck ball on the service.
I don't know if it was called on that
or on the second
on
ball.
Chase.
Well, maybe. Ball barely clears the net. Ashley Chase poked over there by Scorfar. Here comes the attack and blocked right back at Vicksburg. Ball comes to Coldwater's side. It'll push over by Scorfar. Scott going to set it outside and it'll tip over right over the top of the blockers.
Good job by Indy Ash for the Bulldogs. Putting it where the Cardinals weren't.
Coldwater was asking for the ball outside the net, outside the flag, but officials said no. And Vicksburg has taken the lead 11-10 and now leads 12-10 as that perfectly placed service goes in just inside the line on the Cardinals' right side of the defense. This is Oswalt serving again. Played up there by Ranky, tied at the net. Chase giving it to Smoker, and she is stuffed.
Shannon Scott coming up with the block. A single solo block for the Bulldogs.
And the Cardinals making a substitution. Ranky will come out into the back row for the first time tonight. Carissa Harrell. And they'll go right at her, Harrell. And she puts it a little wide out of bounds. And if you come into the game, you know they're going to come at you.
Oh, yeah.
Oswald, the senior setter, goes at her again. Harrell. Bowers has to come for it. And now Smoker bumps it over. Oswald quick out of the middle. And there's Scott again. Again, they bring that extra hitter to come up around the backside of the setter. So it looks like there's two girls going for that same ball. And left-handed Scott just whacks it.
You know, he just freezes the blockers. I mean, somebody's got to come to the one on the left. Somebody's got to go to the one on the right. You don't get the two together. So it's one-on-one.
And Vicksburg has now opened up a 15-10 lead here in Game 4. Coldwater took the opening game 29-27, lost Game 2, 25-17, won Game 3, 28-26, and looked like they were doing pretty well in this one. But now Vicksburg has opened up a 5-point lead as the Cardinals have kind of fallen apart on serve-receive. Oswald has been back there, what, for six, seven serves?
Yeah, she's run off a bundle for the Bulldogs.
So Harrell in the back row now getting some words from Ashley Chase and Coach Larry Canal standing right there, too, for the positioning. Larry, one of the sneakiest volleyball players you'll play against. I speak from experience. In men's action. I don't think he's had a chance to play much this year, except in practice. Here's Gillette on the serve receive. Cardinals get it the ball to the nets, and Swofar goes up for the hit, but she's stuffed.
It's really about all Megan could have done with that ball. A little too tight to the net to try to push it out to a hitter.
16-10, Chase. Cardinals get the set now. Here's the hit by Bowers. Overpassed on the Coldwater side. Hit again there by Bowers. Vicksburg comes with it. Smoker. Swofar. They're going to set it out of the middle for Bowers, bumped up there by Vicksburg, playing much better defense. Gillette, Chase going to take the set this time. Scorefar going to push it over. Oswald going to send it outside. Here's the big left-handed hit. The Cardinals keep it alive, but not able to get it over on the third ball as India Ash comes from the other side, the left-hand side, the left-hander, and puts it through the blockers and down.
You mentioned Vicksburg playing much better defense. They've been digging everything up. Coldwater hit at them in that rally. And there were quite a few.
17-10, Vicksburg leads. Cardinals with Harrell. Ball tied at the net. Someone in the net. Who is it? It's Coldwater.
Megan Scorefire got turned around.
18-10. Oswald serves again. Gillette. Scorefar bump sets it to Smoker. Cross-court hit, and this one goes up to the rafters for Vicksburg on their side and ricochets right back down on the court. No play on the second ball, and the Cardinals have broken that serve.
Well, they needed that. Wasn't a pretty play, but it worked. It got them the ball back anyway.
Bowers to serve. Oswald has to run a ton to get to it and cannot bump it up, so the Cardinals consecutive points here. Trailing by 6, 18-12. Shelby service. Floats in. Oswald going to set it outside to Scott. Harrell on the bump. Cardinals get it with Bowers. And then Galloway to take it over. Here comes Ash. Coldwater double block. Chase reaches in for it. Probably took it away from Bowers maybe.
Yep.
And the Cardinals not able to get the ball over the net.
Vicksburg creeps ever closer to that magic number 20.
19-12, Vicksburg leads, and they've got the serve. Bowers, Harrell, Smoker will bump it over. They're back to the net. Oswald's going to be tight. Here's the double hit out of the middle. I mean, it really looks like a double hit as both two hitters go up. Shannon Scott with that left hand reaches over the top of Oswald, literally over top of her head, and hits it.
Yeah, that's just a great play, and they execute it perfectly almost every time.
Harrell bumps, going to be tied at the net. Scorefar has a block back at her, pokes it back over to Vicksburg's side. Scott's going to set it this time for India Ash. Cardinals block it back at her. Sent deep, Bowers going to be tight over the net, and a lift on Coldwater. Scrofar again got kind of turned around a little bit. The ball not in the exact right spot it should have been.
Actually, that was Ashley Chase. But, she kind of was undecided there as what to do with it.
Chase will play it up. Scrofar will take the set. Here's Galloway. She'll just dump it over. Scott's going to take it over on the second ball. Bowers digs it up. Here comes Galloway. This time the hard hit. Going to be tight back on the Coldwater side. Smoker is there to poke it back over, and the Cardinals get the point. And a much-needed side out.
Definitely good aggressive play at the net by Carly Smoker.
21-13. Scrofar with a serve. Floats it deep. Oswald's going to have to bump set it to the 10-foot line. Osterley on the hit. There's Harrell. Brings it up. The Cardinals scrambling for it. Smoker makes a run for it, but cannot get to it. The ball goes out of bounds.
Well, they had two Cardinals going to receive the serve on that one and kind of left court open over on that side.
22-13. Scrofar going backside for Smoker on the hit. Scott going to take the set for Vicksburg. They swing and swing hard into the net, but never went over for Olivia Welsh. Ranky will come in. Harrell will come out.
Cardinals need somebody to get hot.
They trail 22-14 here in game four, but still lead 2-1. Smoker on the service. Oswald quick out of the middle. Block right back at Vicksburg. Not able to get a full swing on it was Morgan Bullock. It was just enough to leave it there at the net, and Galloway was up there. Chase was up there and put it right back on Vicksburg's side. 22-15. Smoker on the serve. Scott. Oswald overpassed on to Coldwater's side. Oswald was waiting for it to come down. Never did, except at about the 10-foot line of the Coldwater block.
Didn't see if that was Renke or whether it was Galloway, but they were both there.
22-16. Smoker service. Played deep. Oswald having to bump it up. Going outside. There's a big hard hit, but dug up there. Back row by Shelby Bowers. Here comes Vicksburg. Keeping the ball alive. Will they bump it over? Yes, they do.
Okay.
Bowers. Score far. Who's going to take it over? Chase on the hit. Vicksburg digs it up. Here they come with their attack. Pushing it over, and Bowers can't get there. With a late jump on it on the tip over by Olivia Welsh.
Great hustle by the Bulldogs. That last bit of action there.
23-16. Vicksburg with a lead. Scrofar bumps it up. Chase going to set it to Bowers at the 10-foot line. Hit there by Shelby. This is going to be on to Kovar's side. Nope. Vicksburg gets to it. Bowers bumps it up. Smoker. And Scrofar takes it over on the bump. Oswald quick out of the middle of the bullet. Dug up there by Bowers. But out of bounds. 24-16. Vicksburg on top. And they're at game point in game four. Coldwater still leads 2-1. Scott with a serve. Smoker tipped over by Chase. Scott with it. Oswald will dump over. Galloway to Smoker with a quick hit. Oswald pushing it over. Score far. Chase going out to Renke through the block. Oswald going to push it outside for Vicksburg. A little tip over. Score far. Send it tight at the net for Renke. A little tip deep. Dug up by Vicksburg. They'll hit it on the Coldwater side. Dug up there by Smoker. Score far. Backside they go. Chase on the hit. Dug up nicely by Vicksburg. Though they keep it alive. Tight at the net. Nobody home.
Great rally by both teams.
Oswald had to run a long way. Bumped it behind her on the set, and no one came to follow it. So the Cardinals, on that big rally, get the point and the serve. They trail 24-17. Here's Kenzie Galloway on the service. It barely clears the net. Oswald sets to the 10-foot line. The hit there by Osterley. And through the Coldwater block, misdirected it. And the Cardinals not able to get to it. And Vicksburg takes game four, 25-17. What did you say about not wanting to go five?
Well, I said that. Coldwater girls have shown great ability to take game fives recently. So we hope they'll be able to continue that trend here coming up.
About an hour and 40 minutes of volleyball in the books, and it all comes down to a game to 15 between these two teams to see who advances to take on Three Rivers on Saturday afternoon here at Coldwater High in the district final. We'll come back in 2 minutes with Game 5. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Back at Coldwater High School, and it's down to game five again for the Coldwater Lady Cardinals. They went five on Monday nights against a very tough Sturgis squad. The Cardinals able to pull that one out, and we're here again tonight in this one against Fitchburg.
Gone five for about the last month in all of their matches during the week, haven't they?
Pretty much. I'm trying to remember. They actually did go one that only went three or four. I can't remember which one it was. But, yeah, there's been a long stretch there of lots of volleyball. So I guess conditioning-wise, they must be in great shape.
Yeah.
The key,
kind of forced themselves into great shape.
The key to this game five?
Pass, receive. That's all it is.
Enough said.
We do it.
Vicksburg will start with the service, and the Cardinals have struggled against Michaela Osterley. Let's see what they do here. There's Gillette. They go outside to Galloway, hit hard. Going to be overpassed on the Coldwater side. Smoker right there to poke it down.
Yep, just the start that the Cardinals were looking for.
Break the serve early and get it back. Megan Scorefar will serve for the Cardinals now.
Tigers, the Cardinals came out strong in game five against Sturgis last week.
Oswald, let's see who she gives it to. And gives it there to Shannon Scott, who never clears the net on the hit. And the Cardinals have opened up a 2-0 lead.
Kenzie Galloway was there, but never got over the net.
Megan Scorefar, Vicksburg, tied at the net. They come to the outside. Bullock, cross-court hit. Gillette, who's going to take it. The Cardinals limits communication. Smoker probably could have taken that one over. Scorefar tried to bump it up, but put it into the net. 2-1, Coldwater still leads, though. Vicksburg with the service. India Ash. And puts this one into the net. Wow, in a game to 15, you can't make those mistakes.
No.
It is to 15, still win by two. 3-1, Coldwater leads. And Smoker with a service. Oswald bumps it to the 10-foot line, the hit there by Welsh. And it's wide. And the Cardinals are up 4-1. Now there's some more smiles out there.
Oh, yeah. A few fans in the stands breathing now.
Smoker on the serve. Ball hit like a shot, but shot long by Bullock. And the Cardinals up 5-1.
Well, just the start that the Cardinals were looking for again.
Smoker. Bumped up there by Oswald. Going to Scott, and the Cardinals again right there to Stuffer. Kenzie Galloway coming up big at the net.
Timeout called by the Bulldogs.
And the Cardinals opening up a five-point lead, 6-1 over Vicksburg here in the deciding game five. Again, first four games are to 25. Fifth game is to 15. It's rally system, so every service is a point. Every side out will get the ball back. The Cardinals would like to hang on to serve here early.
Oh, no doubt about it. Charlie Smoker doing a very good job back there right now, and hopefully that she can keep that going as they come out of it. Serving at 96.2% on the year. Very good percentage.
Cardinals were able to break serve after the first one for three for Vicksburg. Gave Vicksburg just one service here in the stretch so far. Goldwater leads 6-1.
Vicksburg has struggled offensively early in this game five.
Smoker floating it in there. This could be tight at the net and poked right back at him again. Oswald tried to take it over on the second ball. And Kenzie Galloway roofed her.
Good aggressive play at the net all night long by Kenzie Galloway.
7-1, Coldwater on top, and Smoker floats it deep. Ooh, played up there by Osterley. Probably saved the Cardinals on that one. Bullock going to hit it and hit it. Oh, looked like it was going to go long and just tailed in and hit the white line. And Larry Canales clapping his hand, a little smile going, oh.
Three or four more inches and it would have still been hurt.
And this service is long for Shannon Scott for Vicksburg, so the Cardinals, no damage done there. 8-2, they lead. Here's Kenzie Galloway on the service. Oswald going to set it outside. Here's the hit, dug up there by Galloway, back row. Chase, give it to Bowers,
oh!
And Shelby explodes on that ball.
Another great dig in the back row by Kenzie Galloway, right to the center, Ashley Chase, who gave it right to Bowers, and Bowers puts it away.
9-2. Coldwater with the lead and the service. Here's Galloway again. Goes this one long. Galloway will now rotate out for defensive substitution with Dygert coming in. Or excuse me, not Dygert. Coming in is Gillette. So Larry doing high fives over there with Samantha Dygert on the bench. That's what kind of got my head. 9-3, Coldwater on top. Smoker bumps it up for Chase. Chase going outside. Shelby Bowers into the double block and drops on Coldwater's side.
Bulldogs aren't going away, that's for sure. They're going to fight to the end here.
9-5, back to serve. Ashton Bjork. 9-4, Coldwater leads. Chase going backside for Renke. Little push over, block back at her. Scorefar going to push it deep on the Vicksburg side. Oswald up to the outside, pushed down the line. Well, it looked like it was going to drop in. Scorefar got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. Olivia Welsh smartly just kind of pushing it down the line. 9-5, the score now. Coldwater on top. Deciding game five. Oh, the Cardinals kind of walk away from that serve. Smoker stepped up. Gillette and Scorefar, I think, thought she was going to take it. And Vicksburg is pulled within three, 9-6.
It's a game of momentum. Back and forth with pendulum swings. Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, that there's never a problem with a ball like that. But
not with that one, no.
But that one time, the Cardinals miscommunicate on the serve receive.
I think Larry took the timeout at the correct time too. Let's not let them get any closer. Try to break their momentum here now.
Cardinals looking on a good serve receive. Run the offense. Get it back. That would take them to 10. Chase, Renke, Bowers up front. Scorefar, Smoker, Gillette back row for the Cardinals.
Put some smiles on your face and have some fun out there, girls.
Ashton Bjork to serve again. Cardinals lead 9-6 here in game five. Smoker plays it up. Chase just going to dump it over in two. Vicksburg struggling with it. Will they get it over? Yes. No, they did it outside the flag. They get it bumped over the net, but it's outside the flag, and the Cardinals break the serve and now lead 10-6. Ashley Chase, very tough server for the Cardinals back there.
Been very consistent all night long.
Sends it deep. Oswalt looking for the good set. Does to the outside. It'll tip over. Chase takes it. Score far. Going out to Ranky. Off the double block. And what do we got? Vicksburg in the net.
Sure do.
Oswalt. So 11-6 Coldwater on top. 4 points away from the district final coming up on Saturday. Chase. Cross-court service. Oswalt going to go outside. Here's the hit. Cardinal double block. Gillette comes up with a bump. Chase outside Ranky through the blockers and out of bounds. Literally through the arms of the blockers and into the Vicksburg bench. And the Cardinals now lead 12-6 and force Vicksburg into a timeout.
Well, another good pass that time by Michaela Gillette. Ashley Chase with the set. And Haley Ranky with the hit through the block. Goes out of bounds, and the Cardinals get another point.
Coldwater won the opening game 29-27, lost game 2 25-17, took game 3 28-26, lost game 4 25-17. So when they lose ugly. And now lead here in game 5, 12-6.
They've won both games, though, when they've been sitting on this side of the court.
There you go. Who says Al's not superstitious?
I am. To a degree.
You think?
To a degree.
And Ashley Chase will serve, trying to close it out here for the Cardinals. Vicksburg, Oswald, going outside, a little push over. Cardinals right there, will score far on the block. Chase, score far, going back outside to Ranky. Double block, and dug up by the Cardinals.
Save.
Bowers pushed over by Smoker, deep corner, played up by Vicksburg at the 10-foot line. The hit there, Smoker on the bump. Chase going to take the set, give it to Bowers out of the middle. We get a whistle, and they're going to call Chase for the double hit. He's a little annoyed by it, but Larry says, "Hey, just take a
breath.
Don't take yourself out of it." Gillette. Bowers, Chase going to push it over. Vicksburg going to come with their attack. And deep corner. Smoker diving for it. Off her arm and out of bounds. And it's 12-8. Back to serve is Olivia Welsh for Vicksburg. Cardinals lead by 4, playing to 15 here in game 5. Score far going to be overpassed onto Vicksburg's side. Coming back to the Cardinals. Chase bumps it. Bowers going to hit it deep. Played up there by Vicksburg. They'll come to the outside. Ash. Here come the Cardinals. Back the other way with Bowers on the hit. Through the blockers and out of bounds.
Shelby Bowers going down the line. Bulldog blockers were there. Powers it through the block.
13-8. Coldwater within 2 of closing this out. Ranky on the service. Sends it deep. Ball over passed onto Coldwater side. Cardinals got a little greedy on that one. Looked like they were going to hit it at the net, but it carried over the top of both Smoker and Bowers and dropped right behind them. Goodness gracious. 13-9. Vicksburg gets the service back. Ranky, score far to Bowers. And Shelby hits it hard, but Vicksburg digs it up. Here's a hit by Ash. Gillette digs it up back row. Chase runs a long way to bump set it. Ranky just kind of dumps it over. A little quick out of the middle. Cardinals get a block on it. Ranky brings it up. There's Bowers. Gillette will hit it over on the third ball, but hit it out wide.
Cardinals doing a good job defensively on that exchange, but unfortunately, Gillette just hit a little wide.
13-10, Coldwater still leads. Vicksburg go with the service. Floating it in, and there's Bowers. She's going to get it. No, they're going to go to Smoker on the far side and fooled everybody. They didn't send a blocker on her, so Carly just picks a spot and dumps it. And the Cardinals are within 1 point of going to the district final on Saturday.
She did a really good job of getting to that ball, too, because it was set a little short.
Bowers on the service. Vicksburg, they're going to set to the outside with Scott off the Coldwater block. Galloway digs it up. Chase back to Galloway on the finish. The hard hit ball dug up by Vicksburg. Out of the middle, and right there is Galloway to stuff it down. And on the side out, the Coldwater Lady Cardinals have advanced to the district finals on Saturday afternoon, beating Vicksburg in the final game 15-10 to take this match 3-2.
Great comeback by the Cardinals. They started strong again in game 5. They struggled in games 2 and 4, Losing those two to Vicksburg, but game five, they came out aggressive, took the serve away right out of the gate, and just kept the pressure on the whole fifth game, come away with that cardiac win.
Coldwater and Three Rivers coming up on Saturday afternoon in the district finals here at 5 o'clock.
Should be a good one. Both teams experienced and played pretty tough schedules, I'm sure, all year long. At least I know we have.
And have played each other. The Cardinals know what Three Rivers brings. They didn't really know what Vicksburg was going to bring tonight, right. But they had an opportunity. They've seen Three Rivers. They saw him here tonight. They saw Three Rivers without Tegan Reeves, the big 6'1" girl, out with an injury. So we'll see if she's back on Saturday or not for the district final, as Three Rivers beat Edwardsburg in four games earlier tonight. But the Coldwater Lady Cardinals with the big win here tonight in five games, 29-27, losing game two, 25-17. Game three, they win it 28-26. Lose game four, 25-17, and win game five, 15-10. Coach Larry Canales joins us here, along with one of the other captains of the squad, Morgan Klein. And you got in at the very beginning of the game. How exciting was that for you?
Oh, I was so excited that I got to play in the district's game.
Yeah, and got the one serve in. You have been, even on the bench after that ACL injury, just a huge part of this team psychologically. Being on the bench, every time we look over there, you're always cheering the girls on. You're at every practice. I know it's got to be a little frustrating for you not to be out there playing, because you're a gamer, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't change it, so you might as well embrace it.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly – what does this mean for you guys to battle it out in five games here and come back? I mean, game four looked pretty ugly for you guys to come back in that game five and win this thing.
Well, we're a team of five games. I mean, we've been doing it all season, but I'm glad that we finally figured out how to win the last one, so it's great.
Well, congratulations to the Cards. Coach Larry Canales, you guys now have Three Rivers on Saturday afternoon, a team you know. Vicksburg was kind of the unknown here tonight, but a team you know on Saturday.
Well, that's true. Vicksburg, I kind of knew going in, you know, from scouting. I talked to some other coaches that have seen Vicksburg this year, and they said they're not going to be an easy team, you know. So again, I told the girls, you know, again, don't look past Vicksburg to the finals. We've got to take one game at a time. Tonight's a game. It went five, and I guess that's our destiny right now.
Serve receive for you guys struggled partly, I think, because Vicksburg was maybe one of the better serving teams you guys have seen all year, weren't they?
They're a good serve. Yes, they served low. They served hard. And again, our serve reception, and that's something that we've got to take care of before Saturday night, that because that's where we start. That's where we start, so we've got to take care of that. But, you know, I'd also like to add that the kid next to me, Morgan, you know, you can't ask for a better kid, a better teammate, a captain than what she's had. You know, she's went through a lot this year, and, you know, I couldn't be more proud of her, because most kids would not do what she did, and she's hung in there, and it just tells you what type of person she is and what kind of heart she has.
I'm thinking that you're trying to get her on the court maybe for a little bit on Saturday.
That's you know, I'd like to again for what she's I look at it, I owe her. I mean, again, she's come back, she works hard to get herself ready. I'm scared. I just told her, don't go after any balls because I don't want you hurting a knee anymore. So I don't think the soccer coach would appreciate that come spring.
Well, I tell you what, you've got some great team chemistry out here. The girls did not get down after that game four. They came back, actually came up probably more fired up in game five.
Well, that's one thing they're learning, that, you know, there's no giving up. You have to play. And, you know, five games, whether it be four, whether it be five, but they right now they have this will, this destiny that, you know what, we're going to play right down to the final point, no matter what the game before, you know, brought to us. Even if it was a loss, we're going to put it behind us, and then you know, we're going to go on from there.
All right, we'll see you guys on Saturday then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Morgan Klein, one of the co-captains of the Coldwater squad, and Coach Larry Canales with us on the post-game show here from Coldwater High School. And I echo everything that Larry says about Morgan and just the, you know, to stick with it and be here and be a part of this team all year long. That's great. She hurt her knee in preseason in a scrimmage over at Bronson in warm-ups, came down and tore the ACL, and it's been out. So we'll see if Well, hopefully she's back for soccer season, but more than anything else, we pray for the health of her so that knee stays, because she's got a lot of years ahead of her. Obviously, you want to have good knees for something like that. So
a lot of girls would have rolled up on the season for the most part, but as you mentioned, she's a gamer, and she loves this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been in her family for a long, long time, and it's unfortunate that happened to her at the beginning of this season, but boy, I'll tell you what, she's been an inspiration to not only the team, but to all the fans that are out here as well.
All right. Well, we can't name her McDonald's player of the game because she served one time, so that probably wouldn't be real fair to the rest of the girls. But we're going to come back in 60 seconds and name our McDonald's player of the match for McDonald's of Branch County here on WTVB.
How do you describe the blast of bold flavor that is the McDonald's premium McWrap? It's like a full-on fresh feast of... And now there's the new Southwest Chicken that's totally...
Giddy up!
With a southwestern kick of habanero ranch and crunchy tortilla strips, it's basically... You know what I mean? The new premium McWrap Southwest Chicken. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Gina?
Hmm?
You've been calling everyone in the office pumpkin and tried to convince us to refer to Monday as Cinna Monday. You clearly have McCafe's new pumpkin spice latte on the brain.
Don't be ridiculous, pumpkin. Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
Infused with the sense of the season, you can't help but fall for McCafe's new pumpkin spice latte.
Well, I'll see you latte then, because McCafe is calling my name.
It's another new way to love McCafe. For a limited time only, I participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back at Coldwater High School, as the Cardinals win it in five games of the Vicksburg Bulldogs here tonight in the district semifinals. We advance to the finals on Saturday afternoon, and as we name our McDonald's player of the match, I think we're in agreement on this one. We talked about Morgan Klein being that gamer kind of player. The girl who was the gamer tonight on the courts was Kenzie Galloway.
Yeah, no question about that, Ken. Kenzie came up big when the Cardinals really needed her to tonight. Wasn't out there an extended amount of time, but when she was out there, she made a difference. Had some great digs in the back row, was very aggressive at the net, came up with some big hits early on, and then also some key blocks.
Yeah, I said, maybe more importantly for her was her blocking. And, she's noted for the hitting.
Right.
Not necessarily you don't advertise her defense in the back row, but she came through in a big way when she was out there.
Oh, yeah. She took some tremendous hard hits from the Vicksburg girls in the back row there and got them very nicely to the setter where the setter could handle the ball. But, again, the defensive play at the net, too. I mean, she was just all over those girls tonight as much as she could be, and she had a really nice game for the Cardinals tonight. Very deserving of our McDonald's player of the game.
Kenzie Galloway gets the honor this time around, the senior six-footer, and again, with those seniors on this team not wanting the season to end, including Morgan Klein, Seeger, Megan Scorfar, and Kenzie Galloway, the three seniors that the Coldwaters have on this squad for Coach Larry Knaus. Cardinals took the opening game 29-27, came back, and Vicksburg with a vengeance won game two 25-17. Cardinals then went extra innings on this one 28-26 against Vicksburg in game three, came back and looked really bad in stretches in game four and lost 25-17. And as bad as they looked in those stretches, as good as they looked early on and opened up, what, a 7-1 lead at one point in game five and ended up holding on for a 15-10 win against Vicksburg here tonight. Matchup against Three Rivers. If Tegan Reeves is not there, that obviously helps the Cardinals. But Three Rivers is a quality team. They've beaten Bronson this year. They won the tournament here, the Coldwater tournament here. That's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, you've got to be ready for them no matter who they bring to play. Tegan Reeves obviously is a big part of that team, but they have other weapons out there as well. And again, remember them from earlier in the year and from last year in the districts. And they're going to be a team to be reckoned with on Saturday afternoon for the Cardinals. So they've got to be ready for them.
We'll follow your Lady Cardinals here on the radio and have the action for you beginning at 4:45. If you're off doing whatever, raking leaves and traveling to a football game or just hanging out at home and don't make it here to the gym. But it'll be nice to pack this gym here on Saturday for the district final, Coldwater and Three Rivers. It's a 5 o'clock start, so we'll be on the air at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon for that. Our producer engineer at the studios, Justin Lopshire. My partner at the mic here tonight, Al Rackesy. I'm Kendall Ennie. As the Coldwater Lady Cardinals win this district semifinal 3-2 over Vicksburg. Have a great night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.